We're on.
Oh, boy. Well, I want to start off by saying, on November 3rd in the Hopwood Auditorium, join me, Don, that's not my name. I won't be there, but you can join this guy at the premiere of Bringing the Blues to RMU. This is a live event featuring the Queen of Blues, Jill West, and the Blues Attack, along with a screening, three short documentary profiles of Pittsburgh Blues legends Eugene Morgan, Bill Wiener, and Jill West, produced by RMU Media Arts students.
Hey, do you guys know Pink came out with a new album?
This tribute to the blues is sponsored by the Blues Society of Western Pennsylvania, the Academic Media Center, and RMU Radio. That's Bringing the Blues
to RMU. Taylor Swift
is
new single, too.
Friday, November 3rd at 5 p.m., Hopwood Auditorium, Robert Morris University. Admission is free to the public. That's exciting.
Yeah.
You know what else is exciting?
What?
Former Blink-182 guitarist and vocalist Thomas J. DeLonge.
Thomas J. Do you actually know his middle initial?
I might. I don't know. But anyway, he's crowdfunding a spaceship.
And spaceship. How do you feel about that?
Well, I feel great.
You believe in UFOs?
I mean, I think he should do what he wants because he has the money to. And I wish I could just spend loads of money on things I'm passionate about, no matter how ridiculous they may be. Like in this case.
Van Gogh paintings.
Hey, so who is Darius Rucker anyways? Sorry, I'm just looking
Darius
through iTunes
Rucker,
right now.
Darius Rucker, he was the lead singer for Hootie and Blowfish.
He's the Hootie and the Blowfish guy.
Yeah.
I only want to be with
he's
you.
He's a country singer now.
Oh, he is. Yeah. Same with the lead singer of Stained. Aaron Lewis. He went to country.
Oh, yeah, you were playing that
Yeah,
one
I was
day.
Playing. So I don't mind it. It's not that bad.
That was that was an experience.
I was actually gonna turn the Darius Rucker thing into a joke, but you guys ruined it. But
fine.
That's okay. No, I'm not gonna start over.
I gotta
over.
Step out because
it's a pretty upon Jesus further Christ. Review. It's not a very good joke. But
is she talking about diseases?
All right. Well, back to the core three.
Well, anyway, DeLonge's spaceship. As for his company to the stars, they have some cool stuff there. I'd buy something if I could afford it. They're crowdfunding a page. They've eclipsed the $380,000 mark, and the minimum donation is $200.
Wow.
And their building is for additional research and exploration.
Good for them. Go.
Tom DeLonge's gonna be the first artist to write an album and record it in space.
That honestly doesn't even sound that ridiculous anymore.
He'd probably do it.
I mean, he totally would do it. How do you go from singing songs
about
masturbating and incest and things like that, and then like I want people
don't
to take
bestiality.
Yeah, oh, yeah, bestiality.
I want people
That's
to totally take
biggie.
Me seriously, so I can build a rocket ship and go into space and write a bunch of books about aliens. And I want you all to take me seriously.
I took him seriously when he wrote about masturbating.
I mean, I take him seriously, but I mean, to the person that you know wasn't a fan of his music. When looking from the outside in.
When he sang the blowjob song at Big Day Outing, it spoke to me.
It spoke to you?
It spoke to me.
Wow.
I sang that to my mom on Mother's Day when me and my band played after prom.
It would be nice. We can't sing that song. that's something. Speaking of musical artists.
Billy Joel.
It was announced this week. Billy Joel. Jonah, take it away.
Billy Joel has another kid at 68.
Never too young.
His third. His third.
His wife's like super hot too. She's like 31.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, when you're Billy Joel, you're on top of the effing world all the time.
Yeah. Even though when he lost all his money,
he extended his Madison Square Garden concert series too, I think I read somewhere today.
I thought he was doing a show.
That's the first thing that comes. I typed in Billy Joel, and the first thing that came up was a wife.
I thought he was doing a show every month. Once every month in Madison Square Garden.
I was pretty sure I read something that he extended the deal.
Man, I can't believe he's 68. He doesn't look 68.
No, he doesn't.
He does not look that bad.
He looks pretty good.
The piano man is still in prime shape.
He looks...
Looks like if he ate a little better, he'd be pretty good.
He's good enough for his wife,
apparently.
He looks
like... I'd say 60s. Like, early 60s, though.
Mm-hmm. I'd say like on like he just hit 60.
Yeah, definitely. He can really rock a scarf, I'll tell you what.
He's doing his 48th MSG residency show, apparently. Mm. That's like a lot.
The guy can rock
a
scarf.
Yeah, he's been doing Madison Square Garden once every month, like for the past 2 years, because I saw him in Madison Square Garden.
I'd go see him.
I saw him twice. One when he came to Hershey, and then we went to New York. It was really cool.
So they just have Billy Joel every month.
Yeah, they have once a month Billy Joel in Madison Square Garden. Sometimes he brings Eddie Vedder. Sometimes he brings like a bunch of people out.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
He knows how to keep it fresh.
He does.
That's why people
still
come back.
He can sing real good.
He can sing real good. Billy Joel guy can sing real good. Yeah, I can sing real well. This is a sophisticated talk show.
Yes.
Got to let our little name back in.
Okay.
Now it's not sophisticated. Guess who's back? Ugh.
Talking about me?
No.
No, that's a lie.
No, we weren't. We were talking about Billy Joel.
Billy Joel.
Don't be self-centered.
Yeah. He has another kid.
Yeah.
You wish we were talking about you.
Self-centered.
Probably.
No. Oh, man. Guys would be talking crap on me. I don't appreciate that.
Narcissistic hoe.
Can you say that on here?
Wow.
Yeah, hoe, yeah.
I don't know if we can
you
say
said it. Ass the other day.
Let's not say it again.
Let's not say it again.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Be very careful.
Okay. I'm treading water.
You're treading.
She also threatened to cut my throat after the show ended.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I did?
No, I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, hold on.
What comes after Billy Joel?
Well,
we've really stretched that.
Mia Khalifa comes next. She had a very interesting week.
Oh, did
really?
She?
Yes. She allegedly punched someone at a Dodgers game. She, after Gordon Hayward of the Celtics broke his leg, she had some tweet about him being a sacrifice to end all the rivalries in the NBA.
Ooh.
What? Wait.
Ooh.
Oh, all right.
That's violent.
No, I'm going to laugh. That's funny.
That's funny.
She took a picture of her feet and added Steph Curry
that's
on Twitter
funny.
Because they found out he had a foot fetish.
I'll give her that. That's funny.
Yeah, that's good.
That
that's
is
good.
Funny.
That's about it. I assume if we should comment on it, we should do that
right
now.
So wait, why did she punch somebody?
I don't know. Like, no one knows why. He's like asking her for a picture. I think he was taking a picture with her in it without her consent.
She just whacked him. Consent is key.
She just whacked the mole.
Campus clarity.
Don't force someone to drink the tea.
Exactly.
Exactly. Look at what happened at the Boston Tea Party. You know?
What happens when you make a bunch of Patriots try to buy some tea?
You don't want your tea.
Well, speaking of jizzing, Harvey Weinstein.
What the hell? And I think that's later in the show.
Oh, it is. Whoops.
Sorry. I think that is much later
in the
show.
Guess I jumped the gun
a
little.
Can we talk about it now? Since
no. We stick to a strict schedule.
Oh my god.
Hmm.
What?
Oh dear.
Oh my god.
This is going to be car related or something we don't know related. This is
Donald Trump. And Mia Khalifa related.
I find that extremely hard to believe.
No, I'm not kidding.
How?
What? Explain, Sam.
Okay, so Donald Trump. Okay, no, I was just kidding. I just wanted to see like how believable this was.
Why would you do that?
We could have talked about that. That would have been great.
It would have been, but like
you got our hopes
the point,
up, and you just
the point is you guys actually like were like wait. I don't believe it. I mean, I kind of can believe it.
That'd be cool.
The fact is that you guys kind of believed it.
President Trump caught in scandal with Mia Khalifa. I'd believe it.
But they're related. Allegedly.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
But what about, speaking of her and the man who broke his leg, what do we think about that?
Celtics guy snapped
you know,
his
Gordon,
leg.
Okay,
yeah, Celtics
Gordon,
guy.
Gordon
is that his actual name?
No, his name is Gordon Hayward. He's on my fantasy team.
How's that working for you?
Well, he's on the injured reserve now, just like in real life. They threw the ball up for the oop, and he was between two guys, and he just kind of fell, and on his leg. And if you watch the Cavs bench in the background, it's really funny. as bad as that is, like the Cavaliers' reaction on their bench is absolutely hilarious. But, yeah, it was pretty bad. It was a pretty bad situation. Whenever your foot is facing the opposite direction of your leg.
Was it worse than Kevin Ware's?
Kevin Ware, you could like see the bone. I would say no.
He was the one that broke his leg, right?
Yeah.
I would say no. It was probably equal with Paul George's.
Paul George, I don't know who that is.
Oh,
what
did he do?
Paul George had he plays for the Thunder. And he had the same injury. I'd Google a video, but you people couldn't see it. If you guys want to see it.
I'm looking at a picture.
Yeah, his leg really looked like a hockey stick. It was really bent. It was really bendy.
Okay.
It was a bendy one?
It was a bendy one.
It was a bendy leg.
Hang on.
Oh, okay, I see. Okay.
Hang on, I thought he was in the white. Hang on, he's in the blue here. This starts way back here. All right, watch him trot in.
My computer made a nice little noise there.
Hold there. See, that looks like it would hurt.
I can't see.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, neither can any of the.
It's a shame you both don't have computers open right now and are doing random things.
Oh, did you see that?
Wait.
His leg is literally, like, his foot and his leg is literally at a 90-degree angle.
Jesus.
See, that's a problem.
That is.
That's a problem.
Yeah, that ain't good.
Do you even feel, like, the pain? Or do you just
know
that?
No, your adrenaline kicks in after that. You're not feeling anything for a while.
You know that your leg should not bend that way.
So your adrenaline kicks in.
I feel like it's more of a shock, and you're just like, ah.
So you don't feel it. Then
my leg is
lace
not
you up
supposed to do that.
You know what? It's probably because of all the NFL protesters that happened.
It's a flesh wound.
I don't know where you were going with that. So he's done for the season. Most likely.
No,
I'd say so.
I thought he was coming back next week with a prosthetic leg.
Gonna
be that Olympic runner.
I got the
who killed his girlfriend.
I got this notification on my my thing. You know?
Gonna go into detail about it.
I had a text message from my friend. But I got this notification on my fantasy basketball app after it happened that said, he's a game time decision now. And I was like, I don't think that's right. Like his leg is broken.
Sorry. I just
it's broken.
Realized a very large flaw in this Forbes article.
What is it?
You guys aren't going to care. But
that's not true.
Okay, well, it's about cars. So get ready for this one.
I like cars.
Like Lightning McQueen.
It's talking about the hottest new cars for 2018. And I'll make this one quick. It's talking about the Lamborghini Huracan Performante, and it says it has a retuned version of the base model's 5.2-liter V12 engine. Guess what? Yeah, Huracans have V10 engines, fools. You Forbes idiots. You idiots at Forbes.
Sam, your rant wasn't scheduled for later.
You think that it has the V12, you idiots?
And so that was dumb. Sam's car rant that no one else understood of the week. Thank you, Sam.
New segment, Sam and Cars.
But that's like, you guys got
his own show.
You have to understand, though. That's a huge mistake. If you're talking about a car, you got to get the engine right.
Huge.
That's so dumb.
I want to do my rant.
It's beautiful. We have more.
Oh, I know we have more.
We have a lot more.
We do have a lot
including
more.
Including the Nazi leader who came out as Jewish and gay, which is two things the Nazis did not like.
That's a double negative. Not for being Jewish or gay. That's not what I'm getting at.
I'm glad you clarified.
If you're a Nazi, then
it's a double negative.
Then ouch. That's a sucker punch to the gonads.
We thought we knew you.
How did he like hide both those things from his buddies?
I mean, like, did he just decide to just come out and say it, or, like, did they catch him in the act or something?
He just had to move his hand 45 degrees.
Okay.
I mean, like, is that what
you
do? You
never heard that joke before?
In?
No, I've heard it.
Is that what, you just do that, and then you're just in, like, hey, welcome to the club.
If you do the Nazi salute, you're, like, automatically a Nazi, and...
I don't know. You never heard the joke, what's the difference between a gay guy and a Nazi?
Oh, dear God.
45 degrees.
Okay, yeah, we got it.
You ever heard that?
No, it's just
you, pal.
All right, fine.
No, can't say I have.
Well, fine then.
Well.
Okay, so do you think they caught them in the act, or do you think
of what? Being Jewish, or
did
the leader of the neo-Nazis in his area come over to his house to drop something off, and he saw him with another man or something?
Yeah,
well,
like
wait,
something
was
like
this
that,
guy like a
just,
double
like,
agent?
Like, hey guys, I'm gay.
Like,
by the way,
what
I'm also Jewish.
Like,
ah, yes, those double agents.
He was undercover for the gay community.
Yeah, that is like seriously, was he undercover for the gay Jew community? Was he black too? Did they not realize?
I saw the thing. feel like that he had like a poster of like Taylor Lautner, and he had a yarmulke on, and then one of his leaders came in and be like, "What are you doing?"
What if he was like, if he was like, "Oh wait, this is the neo Nazis? I thought this was not Z's. Like, I don't agree with the letter Z."
What? Yeah.
Shoot.
Then he got in his Lamborghini orange and drove on his V2 5000 engine. And
actually,
drove
the picture that they used was orange, so good job.
Yeah, I knew that. I know my cars. Vroom, vroom, people.
Love that new Lamborghini orange.
That was close.
Well, what an interesting guy that gay Jew Nazi.
And it only took him like 40 years of hate to realize he was that.
I bet he's the first person.
I'm a Jew? Oh my.
But he's a first. There's no way there's ever been someone else that was a Nazi, Jewish, and gay.
So wait, he was an... So he was that before?
Unless
he
they
was
were really good at
Nazi
keeping it on the DL.
There were rumors about Hitler being gay.
Did you see that mustache?
He was Jewish. I have seen that mustache.
You Hans, know. You know what was
I
going on.
I think I am a gay Jew. No, Hitler, no.
He
tried to go to art school.
I thought you were about to say RMU.
Gay wad. Trying to go to art school.
What's wrong with that?
There were some red flags.
Yeah.
What about
what's
our
wrong
what
with
about
that?
Our friend Megan Meast, who's in the art, media arts?
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah. That's not going to go anywhere.
Your graphic design.
Yeah,
well,
we already knew that.
Joseph Goebbels was a graphic design major.
Who?
Exactly. Kidding. No one knows who that is.
That's like Hitler's best pal.
I thought that was Heinrich Himmler. Or was that just his second man? Like second in command?
I think Himmler was his second in command.
Can't find a better man.
Hitler's second command.
Wow.
Can't find a second command.
Oh, boy.
Let's
this show has gone
Himmler.
So downhill.
I am Heinrich Himmler.
I think we should go back to where he just roasted me every 10 seconds.
Dr. Dalton.
Anyway, speaking of roasting people, we should roast the guy on Jeopardy who won $1.
No, we shouldn't. We should give him an award.
Benito Mussolini. Oh, fascism. Yeah.
Is that your Eddie Vedder impression?
No.
No.
It's his impression of Andy Samberg trying to do Eddie Vedder impression.
Sure.
But that was actually funny.
That was funny.
Oh, we should talk about that dumb idiot on Jeopardy.
why are you calling him dumb? I think that was the greatest move. That was so funny that he won with $1.
What he did the next day ruined it.
Oh, yeah.
When he had the game
bet
won,
all his money.
Bet all his money. The only way he would have lost is if some woman doubled their money and she would have barely beaten him. So this guy goes out and bets all his money. And loses. After the other two got the question wrong, too.
Jesus.
He was part of the machine, man.
Feed the machine.
He was feeding the machine.
Nick tried to feed the machine, but that was in basketball.
Yeah, that was pretty bad, pal.
That was pretty rough.
You were there the other day, though, when we were tearing it up.
Oh, yeah? Did you win?
Man, I'm yawning twice as much as I usually
I won three out of five games I played in, so.
That's weird.
Really?
Lost of oxygen
Good
to the
for
brain.
You.
That's why you yawn.
I'm a machine.
Really?
Yes. Yawning is not a signification of that you're tired. It's that there's not the brain is trying to get oxygen.
You may be yawn.
My brain doesn't need oxygen.
Really?
Runs on pure jet fuel.
Wait, you got a V12 in there?
That works with everything except melting steel beams.
Yeah.
That's why I try to smoke jet fuel every day. Keep the brain on point. Not joules. That's not insane.
No,
joules.
Anyway,
it's
jet
pod,
fuel.
Okay, let's move on. Speaking of neo-Nazis, President Trump
lost $600 million.
Well, yeah, in the past year, his Forbes spot. Wait, let's. What he was like. On the
You're
Forbes
the one
400.
Who told me this.
Yeah, well, I can't remember. I don't care about Donald Trump.
Well, while you're doing that, you're talking about Donald Trump. U.S. government is forcing an undocumented teen to stay pregnant. She went to get an abortion, and the U.S. government was like, no, you're keeping a child.
Wow.
Well, then.
Oh, that's a rough subject.
Did you get it yet?
Yeah, I got it. Go. Well, he fell 35 places on Forbes 400. What did you just yell at
You're
me
missing
for?
A key in your laptop.
Yeah, I am. It's the D key.
Why'd you take it off?
Meg took it.
Because I got frustrated one day and I took off the D key.
I think Meg wanted the D, so she took it.
That was a hilarious jab.
Don't
Nick.
Even try to boost his confidence.
It was sarcasm. So.
Yeah, but he doesn't know that.
I think that was a lot
so
more
in the,
than your Lamborghini spiel.
In the front,
buddy.
Well, you guys asked me to do it, so I said you're not going to kill
me. I was interested. I liked it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
you're
you,
welcome, Sam.
But yeah, he fell 35 spots on the
$600 million.
So he is
he only has
now,
a couple million now
number 156.
I feel so bad for him.
Yeah, what a shame.
Poor guy.
I mean, like, that's got to be a pretty big blow to his massive ego, though. So,
does that cut his spray tan budget?
Maybe.
Or is that included in the White House deal? He has like his own room.
I think it's mostly the hair.
It's called the orange room.
I don't know about
the orange
tan.
Room.
I think
not
it's
the green
the
room, the orange room.
The orange room.
I mean, it could be part of the hair. Oh.
It could be. There's some people. Oh, people are flashing us again.
Ooh.
Just
but
like
it's
last
dudes
week.
This time.
But it's dudes. Oh, man.
Here's Mike, and he doesn't have glasses.
Well, we got
wow.
Mike. We got Mike squared in here right now.
It's true.
Hello there.
Do you want to say something?
Oh, no.
Oh, I have contacts in Sam or Carson, whatever you're going by today.
It's Sam. It's always been Sam. I don't know why.
Except that one segment where you were Carson Daly.
It's true.
Yeah, it was a weird phase.
That was a phase. We don't like to talk about that.
Well, can you talk about it? Because I'm unaware of it.
You were here.
You were here.
I know.
I
was
blue
here
shirt.
When you called him Carson, but why? What was the joke?
He just said,
it?
Hi, I'm Carson Daly. There was nothing to it.
That was the joke.
Do you not know who Carson Daly is?
No.
Megan, you gotta get it together.
Keep up.
This is
keep
pathetic.
Up, Megan.
It's just happening.
You know,
on,
you need to stop.
Man.
You need to stop jeweling and keep up with the news.
Yeah, quit vaping Jeez. And keep up. Oh, come on.
Oh, come on. Not
she's,
again.
She's tainting.
Did you hear that? It sounded like.
She's tainting our mics.
I don't think so.
Don't vape in the dorms and have a great weekend, everybody.
Jesus.
This is just.
We're not going to elaborate on that story. Sorry.
For this massive cloud competition in the radio room.
Cloud competition?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Wow.
What?
No, I can just feel the vape and seeping into my veins.
Listen, I can't vape.
Now
in
I
want to
start wearing
room,
beanies and have that, you know, what's that stupid. Hole in the ear with lack of flesh.
Oh, a gauge?
Oh,
gauge.
Yeah,
gauges.
Yeah,
that's a
man.
Cool name.
I want to change my name to Gauge and get a gauge.
Ask Gauge
you
Golding
should
get one
to of, get like, one. The lip ones. You know
oh,
talking
yeah.
about? How it's like...
You know, I'm going to pierce my dimples because they look cute.
People pierce their back dimples.
Yeah, I know. That's
what?
I saw
stupid.
That at a water
why
park.
Does that
how
exist?
I saw that
how
at,
do
I was
you
like,
do that?
They like literally put a bar in your back.
Oh,
it's well, not okay.
I have lumbar problems, but I want to look cute.
It's not even cute.
No, it's not.
It's like,
it looks
why
stupid.
Do you have a fake, like, diamond in your back?
Wait, is Bill Gates not number one on the Forbes?
No, he's form? Not.
Is,
I don't know who is.
What's his name?
Or wait, maybe he
from
is.
From Amazon? Shoot.
I
what's
don't know.
His name?
I just looked at this. I don't know.
I'll take a gander.
I know Warren Buffett's fourth.
You know, maybe Bill Gates would get some more money if he trimmed those dirty, dirty bangs.
See,
the
I don't
dude,
even know
dirty dude's
like,
got a bad
honestly,
haircut.
So.
The dude's got a.
Oh,
right
wait.
Yeah.
Let me see what
he
looks
needs
like
to
now.
Fix it.
Right there,
it's
that guy.
Poorly
come
cut.
On. Yeah. Come on, Bill.
Why? It looks like the like barber cut all
looks
the way.
Looks like he doesn't style it. He just wakes up.
No, yeah. She, it looks. It looks.
Doesn't do anything to it.
Looks like
it looks
just,
like he cuts it himself.
Probably. Like the Dumb and Dumber haircut, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, like Lloyd Christmas.
Yeah, Bill Gates.
I got one.
Still number one.
Oh, you got a nice set of Hooters.
Bill Gates is number one still.
Oh, okay.
He has $86 billion. Warren Buffett is second. This is 2017. They didn't make the final list for 20... Or yeah, this is 2017. Jeff Bezos from
billion.
Amazon
oh,
is
yeah.
$72.8 billion.
That's his name.
Mark Zuckerberg was fifth with $56
billion. I thought Bezos was first. So he's like fourth or third, I mean?
Can you get your hand off my mouse pad?
It's on the keyboard, not the mouse pad.
Huh.
Meg, did you
Don't steal my D key, too.
Did you see the Twitter thing where it was like some dude was like, oh, I got a tattoo on my eyelid. And
something
was wrong with my eye. It turns out I could go blind. It was something like that.
People are like, they're tattooing makeup on their face now. Like they're tattooing their eyebrows and eyeliner. Some people are doing eyeshadow and like blush and lip liner.
Like I get, hey, you know, I don't mind tattoos.
Wait, no, there was a guy that did. Did you ever see Lost? Did you watch the show Lost?
I've heard of it, but I've never watched it.
I
did,
then I got confused.
I've heard of Lost.
I know is they had a really crappy ending.
So much for my crappy ending.
The one guy, who was it? He was one of the main characters, but he has, like, eyeliner tattooed on his, like, it's there.
What the hell?
Are you serious?
Was it Ian? Wow. I don't know who it was.
What a wingnut.
Ian Somerhalder, maybe? Played Boone Carlisle. That doesn't sound right.
So, Sam.
Yeah.
Nestor Carbonell. That's his name.
What's this Fast and Furious feud all about?
Fast and Furious food.
Feud.
Oh, that guy. Wait. What's the deal with this guy?
He has eyeliner.
I guess we'll find out next week, viewers.
He does.
Thank you.
He does?
Yeah.
No wonder his eyes look so...
Yeah, that's why. You see it?
The guy who plays the mayor in The Dark Knight. In case you don't know this horribly insignificant and unknown actor, he played the mayor in the Dark Knight trilogy.
I was gonna say, he's been on a couple of things, but I can't...
Also, he was also in Bates Motel. He played the sheriff or something.
I don't like that show.
I liked it for a season.
I stopped watching after season two. It got too weird.
I couldn't get into season two.
You ever watch it in a hotel?
Yeah.
No.
That's basically all it's been on. Bates Motel, Lost, and The Dark Knight.
Nice. Good for him. Yeah. Good for that guy. Well, so...
Nick, you were saying something that was insignificant?
Yeah, no. This is...
Everything
he was talking
he
about
says?
The Fast and Furious feud.
Yeah, Sam, intrigue us.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Take it away.
So I guess I don't really know all about all that much about this, but
thanks.
So
good research.
Just put it on me.
I mean, you proposed the story.
I did. That's true. Well, anyways. Oh, what's this? It's an ad. That's gross.
Don't play that.
Yeah, well, I didn't mean to.
The only ad we play is the Sharon Future ad. Okay.
No, the only ad we play is
blue,
damn right I got the blues.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, I brought blues. You by damn
God,
right
guys,
I got the blues.
Wait, guys, there's a cop. There's a cop outside.
There's a cop outside?
Yeah.
Oh,
there's
hello.
A police officer.
Why is there a police officer outside?
I have no idea.
He's here for you.
He
you think he's got the blues?
He waved
Maybe.
At us.
Yeah, but there was a cop
he
that just walked
jewel.
By.
He wants the jewel.
Guys, do you think he had a gun?
Wow, you're 18.
Do you think he had a gun? Do you think he had a gun?
Yeah, he's a police officer.
No, he was one of those glorified like Paul Blart Mall cops that didn't have a gun on.
Okay. Listen.
Spray.
Listen.
Why is he locking that now?
Red segue.
He's locking the door.
Is he gonna lock us in?
I sure
okay,
hope
let's
not.
Just focus on the show, guys. Focus on. So
I sure hope not.
No.
So
we're not playing to the outside.
So
I smell bacon.
Megan's the only one in here with anything illegal, so
it's not illegal.
She's not part of the original three anyway. She can be salvaged.
So
like a piece of garbage.
The Rock and Statham.
Uh-huh.
Who are now cast members in the Fast and Furious franchise,
yes,
I guess.
Sir.
They had to push the production company had to push the new Fast and Furious movie back because those two actors previously mentioned are getting their own spin-off movie.
Wow.
Yeah, which is pretty interesting. I don't really care. I'm probably not going to watch it
ever. Wait, so they added another bald white guy to Fast and Furious?
Yeah. Yeah, of course they did.
Who's the other guy?
It's Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Jason Statham both getting they're getting their own spin-off movie about those two.
Hmm. How long was Jason Statham in?
I think like like a movie.
How many are movies? There right now?
There's like eight.
There's
like 32.
So now they're making a spinoff. How many do you think they're going to make of a spinoff?
They drive
cars. I don't think it's going to last.
They should do
Rock. It's
they should,
yeah, okay.
They should do like a prequel series where it's just Fast. They didn't get the Furious yet.
They weren't furious. They just had a lot of speeding tickets.
and then they got furious.
And then they got furious, and the game changed forever.
Well,
so they decided to rebel. And
or it could be called Furious, and it's about a bunch of guys with road rage.
I love Jason Statham.
We should just call it road rage, nothing else.
This spinoff thing is going to be successful. Like I know it will be.
All the successful spinoffs,
I can see two.
It shouldn't be.
I can see two coming out.
Do you like spinoffs? Like,
depends.
What's Game of Thrones is HBO is trying to do like the guy who directed or whatever for Game of Thrones on HBO. He's trying to do like he's written like a bunch of spinoffs, and he's trying to get one pass for Game of Thrones, which I think that would actually be really cool.
Would
is
it be
George
about, like,
R. R.
What?
Martin involved?
It
at
would
all?
Be what is, I think. Yeah, I think he is. He's okay. involved with it. It's like either like the Targaryens, how like Rhaegar and like them,
so just
like
focus
the Mad
on
King.
One of the houses.
That would be
sick.
That would be cool.
I would
like that a lot.
Yeah. Okay. Back. Sorry for nerding out. But
back on track
with this shallow crap known as Fast and Furious movies. Just kidding. I've never actually seen any of them, so I'm not going to be too quick to judge.
We know they're bad.
We know.
I think I saw half an hour of one. They were drinking a Corona. I like that, but that's about it.
Oh boy. So yeah, they got their own spinoff and they pushed the thing back. They pushed the release date of the Fast and Furious 41. Is 41. It 40 or 41 now?
I think it's 41.
Okay, so Fast and Furious 41, they pushed the release date of that back to like 2020. And Tyrese Gibson is mad about it.
Oh,
he's mad about it. He I want to look up exactly what he said.
I would not have guessed that this story would have been the longest one. When
is Tyrese Gibson?
You know what, though?
No. Is Tyrese Gibson, is he the black guy in it?
No, he's the bald one.
The bald black guy? Or no, that's Ludacris. That's Ludacris.
They're all bald. That
I was
going to
say,
the point, but you didn't get it.
No. So,
I don't watch the movies.
I can see
I know what
then.
They all look like.
I just know it's given Ludacris a movie career.
So, Tyrese Gibson, he posted something on Facebook. I think I might have to follow this dude on Facebook. Is that a thing you can do on Facebook?
I think you like their page. Okay. Can you follow people now on Facebook, too?
I have no idea. I don't know. I'm not a Facebook guy.
I just made a MySpace.
But
come check it out.
You have a Bumble, too?
What is that?
So anyways, moral of the story, the dude said, like, you got to keep the family together. You can't make your own spinoff, man. Like, come on, man. And so now there's this giant feud between
did he
Dwayne
actually
Rock
say
Johnson.
All those mans
we've made probably. 40 movies together. Screw you for trying something else, you know.
Yeah, like apparently Dwayne The Rock Johnson has not really been getting along with a lot of the
well
cast.
They're just not smelling what The Rock's cooking is basically what it comes down to.
I guess not.
I hope to God one of you got that or else I'm gonna jump off a cliff.
No, I did.
Oh, I'm
I
glad
it. I didn't I do it.
Well, you suck.
You should explain it to her.
When The Rock was a wrestler, his catchphrase was, do you smell what The Rock is cooking? Therefore, they're not getting along. So obviously this man is not smelling what The Rock is cooking, or he just doesn't think it's good.
Thank you for that. I needed to know that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You really did.
Thanks.
It's going on the tape.
It's going on the tape.
It's going on the tape.
It's going on the tape. This is the worst thing of my life.
Oh, I haven't asked you, and I'm going to be leaving soon. So am I talking into the mic? Is this enough for you?
You're close enough.
Close enough?
I'd say so.
Yeah.
Is this close enough for you, Nick?
Where is this? I'm uncomfortable.
Good. No boundaries.
This might be my last show.
All right.
Well, do I take his place? Does my contract become instead
that,
of co-host,
that contract gets ripped up, hanging up there, and we'll write you a new one. Better deal.
We're going to write you a new contract.
Well, I wrote the first one, so good luck.
Yeah, we're going to give you a signing bonus.
Of nothing.
Free Romos once a year.
I'll never quit.
I'll take
You'll
that
never
deal.
Quit.
I'll never quit. Never lost.
Well, I'm trying to find some funny quotes on Facebook.
Yeah, that's a good thing to do in the middle of a show.
Yeah, you know, why not, right?
What about the women's rights group who played Donald Trump's Access Hollywood tape all day?
Oh, yeah. I think that was on October 8th, I believe.
Yes. Good story finding.
About 12 days too late.
You know.
True.
That's usually not a good thing if you're 12 days too late.
No, it's not. If you're a once-a-week show, we should really be on the ball.
Yeah, sure. I wasn't listening to you. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Here's a good Facebook quote to send Megan off with. So Tyrese Gibson once said, "I accused a woman of doing something behind my back when I knew she hadn't, just to see if she loved me." Wow.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Hey, mute Mike too.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
Yeah, mute Megan's mic.
Silence her.
I did. I silenced her.
Nothing she says now can ever be her.
That's a lie. I'm always here.
No, you're not.
What a guy.
Yeah,
what a guy.
The stench from her jewel will always be with us.
Oh my god, it smells like fruit punch in here. It
smells like fruit punch in Malibu.
It smells like Hawaiian punch. We should call her Hawaiian punch. Or blue shirt. Well, now we can go back to guys being guys.
Dudes being
dudes.
Yeah, core three.
Yeah, penis.
Yeah.
It's like a sausage party in here.
That's a great movie.
Huh.
That was a funny movie.
It was a very funny movie.
I enjoyed the ending.
I enjoyed it.
You were going on about more quotes about a...
we're fine. I don't care
we diss Megan now for leaving?
I guess. Do you have anything...
In a PG manner?
PG-13.
What a gosh darn... Mean person.
I think it's very rude to leave a show halfway through once you're inaugurated as a host.
Well, she had stuff to do. Like people. She had people to do.
I think Nick's is just jealous.
I think Nick has a crush on her. I think Nick wants to get up all in that.
I don't think we should go any further with this discussion.
Sam, do you have any...
Honestly, I thought Nick was gay this whole time. So.
Oh.
Yeah. So there you go. But
so when we did speed dating, you thought I was just gonna pick the guy.
No, just thought you were, you know, putting from the rough.
Wow.
Solid.
That was something.
That's a good term.
What about Christian Bale? Playing Dick Cheney.
Oh yeah, well it's
been the
only in the
one
news.
That wants to stay on track. This
it's been in the news for a while that Christian Bale, one of the craziest actors in the biz. Love him,
Batman.
Love that guy. He's a real sweetheart, Christian Bale. He is playing Dick Cheney in a Dick Cheney biopic, written and directed by
Dick Cheney.
No,
himself.
By. Darn it. I can't remember this guy's name. Adam McKay. That's his name. Adam McKay. The director of, like, you know, all the Will Ferrell movies, the funny Will Ferrell movies. You know, like Anchorman and stuff like that. No. And then he directed the one movie about Wall Street that I had to watch twice.
The Wolf of Wall Street?
No, not The Wolf of Wall Street.
Wall Street?
It was about the Big Short. Yeah, it was The Big Short.
Oh,
about,
I love that.
About the housing market crash.
That was a good movie.
Fantastic movie. It made the Academy realize that this comedy director has got some chops.
Yeah.
Now he is directing a Dick Cheney biopic, and it's going to be hilarious. I think I have... This thing is going to be one of the funniest movies I've ever seen. Like, I have full faith in this movie.
Like, I don't really know what Dick Cheney did. I mean, I was too young, so. I don't really know what he would have done that would have been so.
He was a very goofy vice president.
He would, yeah.
All I know
it was a very goofy presidency, and then he was just added to it.
Yeah, that's fair. And Christian Bale, of all people, is playing Dick Cheney, which is pretty great. The reason why we are bringing this back to light is because the pictures of Christian Bale. I mean, he looks terrible. I've never seen him more unhealthy in his life.
And didn't he play that really really skinny dude in that one movie? What was that?
Yeah, The Machinist.
Yeah.
Dick Cheney once told someone to go F himself during an exchange on the Senate floor. Then later said, that was sort of the best thing I've ever done.
Remember when Dick Cheney shot that guy?
Wait, what was that?
Oh, yeah. Hunting accident. For those of you at home, you can't see the air quotes that I just put around that.
You could hear it in your voice, actually. Yeah. Hunting accident. I heard it in your voice. I didn't even look at you.
Yeah, I'm gonna look that up again.
My dear God. We should really research this show before.
We should really write this better.
We should really do that. Nah. Okay, we have an email, noboundariesradioshow@gmail.com. We want you to email us how we should do this show.
Because clearly we have no
idea. We have no
idea.
Clue anymore. It used to be let's make fun of Nick and just, you know, say really stupid things, and now it's just...
Okay, so... Vice President Dick Cheney, and on February 11th, 2006, U.S. President U.S. Vice President Dick Cheney shot Harry Whittington, a 78-year-old Texas attorney, while participating on a quail hunt on a ranch in Riviera, Texas. Both Cheney and the victim said it was an accident. Which is, I mean, that's just funny. Like, I remember being a 6-year-old or a 7-year-old.
You finally remember that.
And seeing the seeing that headline, like, in the news. I remember seeing that. U.S. Vice President Dick Cheney shoot somebody in a hunting accident. I was like, wow, that's crazy.
The first thing I remember is the pizza man that blew up in Erie.
Wow.
Please enlighten us.
No.
This is actually like a really horrible famous story.
Yeah.
It had like an America's Most Wanted and stuff. Like I could, what time is it? Okay, it's 5:45. I could tell you the whole story and it would probably be like 10.
Oh, all right.
Pizza guy who, he had this collar bomb wrapped around his neck.
Brian Douglas Wells.
So, yeah, Brian Wells. And these people like put this bomb around his neck. And he had to do this scavenger hunt to get it off and, like, get all this money for them and stuff. And originally he was in on it, but they double-crossed him, so they'd just get the money and then he'd die. And they, like, didn't catch these people for a really long time. And it was in good old Erie, PA. Because where else would it have happened?
Sandusky, Ohio.
Wait, he used a shotgun shaped like a cane?
Yeah. Then he had that big shirt he put over it.
I didn't know that part. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, enough with the morbid news. Anybody?
Actually, we are going into morbid because it's Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, great. Okay, this is where I just want to. This is where I want to be able to curse on the show.
I mean, we can a bit. I think this story is worth Malik putting in some animal noises. Wouldn't you say so?
I'm so sorry, Malik. We don't deserve you. Go on, Sam.
You think?
It's your time to shine.
Really?
Let's do it.
I would refrain. Yeah. I'd refrain from any words starting with the C or the N or maybe the F. But other than that.
I was going to do one that started with P, H, U, C, K.
I say one of the as long as there's just one of those and maybe a couple lesses, I think we're good.
I think the less work we make that guy do, the better.
Give
him enough trouble.
It's a senior year; he doesn't care.
I don't think.
Okay,
how about
somebody make an actual bleep noise with their mouth? Just do it for me.
Hold on. Wait.
I got it.
Hold on. Where's my phone?
No. I got it.
Okay, you know what?
I've been waiting for this moment for my whole life.
I want to see what Nick can do. I want to see what Nick can do.
Let me try it.
We'll try it twice.
We're going to try to time it perfectly.
Jesus.
This is the greatest radio show in the history of radio shows.
Listen. Okay, so Nick's bleep is first, and then I'll do it again.
So I have to bleep louder than he talks so no one can hear it.
I was just going to not say anything, but pretend I said something.
Okay. Yeah.
I think that's a better idea.
Go on.
Okay, so, like, should I, like, give you a
countdown? I don't know if you should kind of, like, point at me when you're about to swear or when you want to swear.
Okay, well, then.
Beep.
You Harvey Weinstein, you piece of
beep.
Who the
beep
do you think you are? All right, now. No, but seriously,
beep
you.
Those weren't my best beeps. Okay, I wasn't ready.
Hey, I hear a beep. I hear an actual bleep.
If you give me another chance, I'll beep much more effectively.
Why am I hearing that?
Because I'm playing it out of my
I know, thing. And that means the audience is hearing it really loud.
Okay, well, I was just testing the thing, so if I plugged it in, and we could see how well it does.
Is it working?
Well, you know, let's see how it does.
Okay, well, I have to press the button, because I'm the one saying it.
What? Hold on, let me make sure.
This is terrible.
This show is so bad now.
Nope, that's white noise.
Okay. It's not even funny.
Okay, you know, let's go with Nick's thing.
Okay. Well, Harvey Weinstein, you really suck, dude. Like that I can't even it just makes me angry. It makes me angry that people in with this kind of power, like, I mean, Harvey Weinstein is arguably one of the most powerful men in Hollywood, if not the most powerful man in Hollywood. So it makes me mad that people like that, with all that power, like Harvey Weinstein or like Roger Ailes or like the president of the
beep.
United States of
beep.
America. Can sexually harass people.
How low budget is this? Sound?
That makes me that makes me sick. That makes me
beep.
Sick. Makes me sick.
Look at all this technical quality.
Yeah. Beep. There we go. That was a
I think
quality.
Okay, out of all the things that have happened with him, I know it's all horrible and it's degrading to women and all that, but come on, the jizzing in the potted plant thing, okay. That's funny. That's funny as
beep.
That's
I just assumed you'd say it, to be completely honest.
It's funny, but it's also horrible.
It's horrible. Kind of funny.
It's not like that was pretty funny. I'm gonna let that one slide, Harvey. It's like that was funny. How
that woman is
how stupid and creepy are you? The dude looks like
someone named Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah,
he kind of has that look to him. If anyone can make sense of that. But he totally looks like a guy named Harvey Weinstein.
If you filled up a condom with mashed potatoes and then rolled it around in sand for a little bit, and then put it in a suit. That's what Harvey Weinstein looks like.
I like that description. That's a great description.
I was going to try to top it, but I don't think.
Go ahead. Let's hear yours. Let's hear yours.
I didn't even have anything.
You really
in mind.
Think you can top?
I was going to go mashed
potatoes. You think you can top?
You think you can top?
You think you can top? New segment. You think you can top?
You think?
I think I can.
I like that.
I like
segment.
It too.
We just thought of a new segment.
Thought
on the
of gold. You think you can top?
So Nick, do you think you can top Harvey Weinstein being
compared to mashed potatoes and a
mashed potatoes
with a condom
in a
sand?
I thought of this. You can't take it from me. I thought of this. Harvey Weinstein being compared to a bunch of mashed potatoes and a condom rolled around in sand, dressed in a suit.
There's no way.
You
I
think
top
you
that.
Can top?
I can't top that.
Well, thank you very much. This has been. You think you can top it? Okay.
That was
pretty. I like that
if
segment.
If we prepared for that segment,
I think it would have been gold.
Coming up with it off the cuff, that would have been good.
Yeah, but when inspiration hits.
There we go. We got a new segment plan.
We're one step closer to getting a contract deal. Got to start somewhere.
Not if they listen to any of the show before that.
Oh yeah, I know.
Not if they listen to any of it before then.
We just saw Malik walk by. He'd be happy to know we didn't.
He'd be happy to know we censored ourselves.
If we get famous, yes. You know what? I think we should give a shout out to Malik.
I think we should have
him
be like the manager.
We got to give him a job.
He gave us our start. He probably would have a much higher paying job than this show would.
Than this piece of
beep
show would. Just kidding. I
beep
love this show.
It's fun.
It's great.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's so beep and great.
Yeah, there you go.
It's fantastic.
Huge.
Okay, well.
Yeah. There he goes.
Malik.
What a majestic creature.
He just walked by again. What a guy.
Malik.
He's my favorite.
What a guy.
Let me go give him a hug. Hang on.
No, get. You're not giving him a hug. You're going to weird him out.
I was pretending I was going to give him a hug.
He already doesn't like us.
Oh, no, he does not. But if he does, that'd be really cool.
What?
Nothing. Damn. It's... Oh, shoot, I'm trying to figure out this. Hold on. It says, see which NBA superstar once owned a 707-horsepower car. And I really... The car is the most obnoxious-looking car I've ever seen. I really wanted it. It just sent me a link to Auto Trader. It didn't send me a link to the... to who actually owned it. I wish I knew. Here, I'll show you. Look at that. Look at that majestic thing.
It's not bad. All right, I think we should end the show because...
You think?
Yeah, because I got my parents. Because
we didn't talk about Rose McGowan. Real quick, let me rant about this.
Okay.
What? All right, let's see here.
Her tweets.
Yeah, her tweets.
About the race problem.
Well, she's been tweeting an awful lot about Harvey Weinstein. You know what? Just, I understand. I understand you're flustered. We all are. But she tweeted this one tweet that really, really grinded my gears. Nick is leaving the show permanently. Bye, Nick. For 2 minutes. I think he has to pee or something. He might have sharded. But anyways. She basically said, in response to one of, I think it was one of James Corden's things or whatever.
Yeah, I think it was.
She was like, oh, well, this is not okay. Replace women with the N-word. Is that still, like, does that still make it acceptable? Or something like that. I'm not getting the tweet right. Just, I'm sorry, I couldn't find it.
He's basically right.
I'm basically right. So, beep. I wish Nick were here to bleep me out.
Oh, but. I can bleep you out.
Okay, you want to do it?
Yeah. Right. Beep.
You, Rose McGowan. Just
beep.
You. That's not cool. You. This is not a race problem. Don't make it into that. Harvey Weinstein
sexually harassed those women equally.
Yeah.
This was not a race problem.
Yeah.
You can call him a rapist, but he's not a racist.
A racist, yes. He may be a rapist, but the
not.
Only racist here is you.
Rose McGowan.
Yeah, that I mean, come on, girl, that was pretty insensitive. How tone deaf. That was tone deaf. Not cool.
Was she not the cool. one that said, beep, you, Ben Affleck?
I don't know, probably.
Because didn't Ben Affleck get charged with, or like there's allegations?
No, that's Casey.
Casey?
His little bro, Casey.
My man, Casey.
I know, my man, too.
Yeah, he's such a sweetheart.
I was so pumped when he won that.
I love him.
When he won that Oscar.
I know.
He deserved it.
He did.
A great movie.
What was
that? But if you actually did sexually harass people, Casey, then
beep you.
Yeah, seriously.
But still, what was that movie again? I forget what it was called.
Manchester by the Sea.
Yeah, Manchester by the Sea. Still fantastic. Oh, I cried. Oh.
It broke my heart into
it
a
did.
Million little pieces.
Duh. Oh.
All right, well, On that note, yeah.
Nick's gone.
Whatever. Yeah. Nick's gone. He
See
can't
ya.
Even try and sign out this
This
time.
Has been No Boundaries.